A recent study shows that 90% of people believe in the power of prayers. I think all of us, at some point, we do pray for our health. We pray before we eat our food. We pray that it doesn't rain, or those little things. And there's nothing wrong with them, but if we stay in those level of prayers, there's something we're missing out on. Because what I've learned is we're not going to fulfill the mission that God has entrusted to us. We're not going to reach our maximum potential on our own abilities. It requires God's intervention. It requires for God to open up supernatural doors, for God to line up the right people in order for us to accomplish those tasks and goals and dreams that He has planted in our hearts. And in order for that to happen, I want to talk to you today about praying with courage and confidence. I think many of us, we pray to God, but we pray what I call get-by prayers, right? Just help me get by this year, or help me pay the bills, or help my child get out of trouble. I mean, those are okay prayers, but it actually limits what God wants to do for you, right? So a get-by prayer says, God, I just want to be able to pay the bills. But praying with confidence says, you know what? God, not only do I want to pay my bills, but help me so I can help other people who are struggling financially. A normal get-by prayer says, I just want my child to get out of trouble. But praying to God with confidence says, help my child accomplish his dreams. Help my child become everything you created him to be so that he can serve you and so that he can serve your church. A few years ago, I was talking to a high school kid, and he was getting ready to take a test. And he was like, Father, can you pray for me? And I said, sure, why not? And he said, I pray that I just pass this test. I just want to get a C. And I kind of chuckled, and I was like, all you want is a C? And he was like, well, this is all I've ever gotten in this subject. And isn't it true for many of us? We get so accustomed to our life. Well, this is the way my life has always been. My spouse has always been this way. It's never going to get better. My work, my school, my parents, they're always this way. Why should I expect something more? Well, I prayed with this young person, and I prayed to God. I said this, God, please help this young person have a breakthrough so that he can get an A. He went back home. He studied. He prepared. And a couple of weeks later, he was all happy, and he was waving his paper. He was like, Father Francis, I got to show you something. For the first time, I finally got an A in this subject. See, many of you right now, if you just break out of your shell and start asking God for an A instead of a C, then you will have, for the first time, well, your child will make the right decision. For the first time, you will experience that abundance and joy and peace that you long for. But in order for that to happen, you gotta stretch your faith. You gotta stretch your vision. You know, in today's readings, it reminds us that in order for all of us to experience God's surpassing greatness, we have got to go beyond this little get-by prayers and really ask God to do amazing things in our life. Not for our own glory, but so that we can fulfill the mission that He has entrusted to us and spread the good news. You know, when the world looks at us, right, they laugh at prayers, let alone praying to God with confidence. I was watching a snippet of a video where a doctor was kind of mocking her patient because she prayed. Before she went to the hospital, the doctor asked the patient, well, what did you do before you started having health problems? And this patient said with confidence, well, I prayed to God to give me health, to restore me, and then I went to you. And then the doctor condescendingly said, prayer is not going to get you anywhere. You need me and you need medicine. But isn't that sad? But today in the readings, God shows us that there is a power not only with prayer, but praying with courage and confidence. So there's this blind man, right? His name was Bartimaeus, and he's been blind since birth. And Jesus was coming from Jericho. And then when he heard that Jesus was coming, he can't see with his physical eyes, but he recognized that this was the Son of God. And so he said, Son of David, have pity on me. Now the crowd were like, shut up, be quiet. And then, but he continued all the more and the louder. He said, Jesus, Son of David, have pity on me. Right? Jesus stops, and this is where he does something very interesting. He turns to the man and he asks him, "What do you want me to do for you?" It's obvious that he was blind, that he needed sight. And yet Jesus still asked him. The reason Jesus asked him was because he wanted to know where the man's faith was. He wanted to know where this man was believing about the Son of God. Now remember, this guy was blind. He could have asked Jesus many different things. He could have said, "Look, I'm blind. I just want to get by. I just want to be able to, for someone to help me to go to the store so I could buy food." Or maybe he could have said, "You know what? I'm not expecting a lot. I just want to be able to have shelter so I could have a place to live in." But did you know this guy had courage and he was confident? And it takes a lot of courage and confidence to ask Jesus what he asked for, because he's been blind all his life. And he said, "I want you to give me sight." And then the gospel says, when Jesus saw his faith, he was moved, he touched him, and he was healed, and then this man was able to follow Jesus. So imagine right now Jesus is standing in front of you, and then he asks you, "What do you want me to do for you?" How you respond is going to determine what God does. Don't ask God for a seat. "You know, I just want to get by. I just want my child to be out of trouble. I just want to be able to pay my bills. I just want to survive this month because, oh, it's so tough." No, don't limit what God can do for you. Be confident and bold and say to God, "Look, I want you to bless me so that I can bless other people. I want you to bless my family so that I want you to multiply our gifts and our talents so that we can share with those who are in need. I want you to help my children and my grandchildren so that our grandchildren for many generations to come can serve you and your church." Remember, God wants to do something new in your life. He wants you to have the joy that you long for. He wants you, a lot of the young people that are here, many of you, you don't know it. You can be doctors, actors, football players, whatever it is, right? You don't know that yet, but God planted that in your heart, and maybe even singers, and he wants you to accomplish it, but not for your glory, but so that you can be a testimony to other people. You see, Jesus, our God, controls the whole universe. He's not limited by your ethnic background, by your economic background. The only thing that limits God is our own thinking and our faith. If you're sitting here and you're thinking, "You know what? I don't believe in that. It's not going to work." Well, the answer is you're absolutely right. If you limit what God can do for you, then God will gently step aside. In today's Psalm 126, it says, "The Lord has done great things for us, and we are filled with joy." And that's what God is reminding us today. If you see the value of praying these courageous prayers, of going to God with confidence, as long as your dreams and your goals are tied to helping other people, as long as what you ask God for is not just for your own glory, but it's tied to continuing his mission, there is nothing that God wouldn't do for you. A few years ago, I heard about this lady who struggled with her son, her son brought hell to her on earth. Her son got into drugs. He got into gangs. He was in and out of jail. He stole her credit cards and ran all kind of debt, right? And a lot of people, her friends said, "Oh, just give up on him. He's never going to go anywhere," right? But this lady was so bold and courageous. Most mothers would have prayed by saying, "You know what? Just help my son get out of drugs. Just help him get out of trouble." But this lady did not do that. This lady every day would get down on her knees and say, "God, I know that you have a plan for my son. I want you to use my son in a great way so that he can fulfill his destiny and so that he can continue the mission that you have given to him." One day she was praying this and her friends heard her and they kind of mockingly said, "What are you doing? Your son is a loser. Like, you have to face reality. He's into drugs. He's not going to turn around." But this lady didn't care about what her friends said because she understood that her friends didn't create her son. God did. They don't have control of his life. God does. And wouldn't you know, after a few years, this guy's life turned around. And right now, he's a successful pastor somewhere in Florida. And in his church, they have all kinds of programs that help people with addiction like him. So what I'm asking is this. Don't limit your vision. Stop asking God for a C. Stop those little get-by prayers, I just want to get by. Be like the blind man Bartimaeus. Be bold and courageous and say to God, God, look, you know what? I have this dream. I want to start out a business. I want to help out more in this third world countries. I want my children to be successful so that they can serve you in your church. See, the scripture says, is there anything that is impossible to God? And it says nothing. So I'm encouraging all of you that is listening to this message, be bold and courageous. Don't be afraid to ask God for those things that he has planted in your heart. And once you go through life seeing this principle of approaching God like this lady, like the blind man Bartimaeus, with confidence and fearlessness, right? Once you ask God, help my children, help my grandchildren, help me become everything that you created me to be, there is nothing that God wouldn't do for you. He will give you the joy, the peace, the abundance, and he will give it to you so that you can help others become the holy, healthy, and vibrant people that he created them to be. Do you believe this? Can I get a shout out? Amen.